Pathway to Promise podcast, episode number 35. That first step, it's a doozy.
Hey, this is Joel Kamm, author of The Fun Formula, all about revolutionizing your life with fun. Dr. Brad's here for you to find your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose right here on the Pathway to Promise podcast.
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
Hello, good people. Glad you're here for the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller, where we are always about helping people overcome adversity, problems in their life, and through a process where you can discover your peace and prosperity and purpose in your life. And that's what we're all about here. My name is Dr. Brad Miller. Call me Brad, and I would prefer that. And we can have a conversation all the time about the processes we can go through. I have spent a lot of years in ministry and have earned a degree in transformational leadership. And we got some things we can talk about and offer about how to overcome bad things in your life, divorce, depression, things like overcoming financial reversals, relationships are messed up. We all got stuff that's messed up in life. And we all need some help to get through that. That's what we're here to do on the Pathway to Promise. The Pathway to Promise podcast brought to you today by the book, The Promise Given Life, Your 40-Day Way to Your Life of Peace, Prosperity, and Purpose. And just invite you to go on over to the website, pathwaypromise.com, where you can get on the wait list and also be part of the launch team for the book, The Promise Given Life, which will be released later on this year, and lots of other goodies there too. There's a place you can go there, pathwaypromise.com. Today is day number 2 of a 40-day way process we're talking about for 40 days in the next 6 weeks. I'm going to be teaching a lesson every Monday through Saturday, 6 days a week. We'll be teaching a lesson about how to get through some a problem or adversity in your life, and some practical steps you can do that. And along the way, we're also going to be talking to some great people, some great guests who can be helpful to you as well with the strategies they've used to overcome adversity in their life to achieve peace, prosperity, and purpose. But nothing really starts on this pathway until you take a first step. And that first step, oh boy, that can be a doozy. Remember one time I took an incredible step that changed, almost everything changed for me. I was in seminary at the time, working the grounds crew, you know, mowing lawns and raking and doing stuff. And it was the summertime, middle of the summer. And my job at that particular time was to rake up the debris around some of the air conditioning units outside and get them all cleaned up and get ready for the opening of the school year, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. And so I was doing that, raking and scooping up some debris, and I saw this big older piece of plywood just there on the ground, kind of behind a big bush. And I just had to go from one area to another, and I stepped right on that old piece of plywood, thinking it was just laying on the ground. And all of a sudden, crack! Boom, swoosh, grah! I went straight down, my friend, and I caught myself by my elbows. And what had happened, that piece of plywood was covering up an old manhole cover. And I, somehow or another, I went straight down to that manhole, and I barely caught myself by my elbows and my fingertips before I was going to go about 15 or 20 feet down into the sewer system, or, you know, of, I was living in Chicago area at the time, of Chicago. Now, let me just tell you something. You do not want to be falling 15 feet straight through a manhole into the Chicago sewer system. It was nasty. I could barely see down there, and I was hanging on for dear life. It was a bad step that day. Now, as it was, I was working at a seminary. I was a seminary student, which is you're studying for the ministry, and I yelled crazy, and I yelled some nasty stuff. I was pretty profane, actually, because I was mad. And it just so happened that it was summertime, and the windows were open right up to this building I was at. And there had to be a summer school class going on in there. So all of a sudden, there was a whole bunch of people above me looking out the window of this open window, looking down at me and kind of, cackling and giggling and wondering what the heck's going on. And I'm looking up at them, and they're looking down at me, and I'm not real happy because they're looking at me and they're not doing anything. And a couple other people walked by, and they kind of giggled and snickered. But finally, a couple of big construction guys came and pulled me out of this hole, of this manhole, because literally I was hanging on by my elbows and my fingernails, and there was no way in the world I could get out of that literal sewer on my own. That was a bad first step. I know that you've probably had some bad first steps in your life, some things when you just start off on a journey or something happens and things just don't go wrong. Or things don't go right, I mean, when everything goes wrong. But you guess what? If you want to overcome adversity in your life, if you want to get through things, you do have to take a first step. You got to get going. You got to move. You got to take action. You got to be engaged in your life, not sit on the sideline and not taking any steps. In order to have transformation, you have to step up and step out, even if the potential is there to fall through the manhole of the Chicago sewer, even if you do. I remember there's a story in the Bible about a guy who was in trouble of his own right. And he got beat up on a faraway place, and people robbed him and left him for dead. And some other people passed by, and one group of people were kind of pious people. They kind of turned their nose up at him. Another group of people kind of snickered at him. But a guy who was considered an unsavory person, back then they called him a Samaritan, came by and helped him out, picked him up, took him into the town, bandaged up his wounds, took care of him, and helped him out. And that guy took some steps to be helpful, and the guy who was hurt was there as well. What I'm getting at, friends, is there's going to be days when you're going to be beat up and everything's like things like that. But nothing happens unless you take action. So I just want to give you a few suggestions and a few thoughts today about how to have transformation in your life. And one of the very first things you do is take a first step. That is a bold action that you take, even if it's stepping out into the unknown. Maybe it's you're trying to get a new job. Maybe it is you're trying to build a new relationship or build a business, whatever it is. But you got to take some bold steps in order to make that happen. So that's what I want to encourage you today. Whatever is going on in your life, do some action. Take some action towards making it happen. Don't just think about it. If it means writing a book, write something down. If it means trying to get your financial house in order, you know, maybe meet with a financial advisor. If it means getting better health, maybe go to the gym, you know, and actually work out or make an appointment or hire a coach. Do something. Take action. And the other thing that you can do, so there's that, and write it down. I encourage you to enjoy in your journal or someplace to write that down. Write out down the action that you're doing. The second thing you can do is to call upon a higher power in your life. That is to be sustained by something that's bigger than yourself. This is where you can make a promise to yourself and promise to draw upon a higher power. That might be a spiritual thing. It might be an emotional thing where you can draw on a power greater than yourself. But you cannot do this on your own. There was no way I could have got out of that out of that manhole cover or that manhole situation on my own. The leverage simply wasn't there. So there's that. Call upon a higher power, something stronger than you to do that. And the third thing that you can do is have a fellow traveler in your life, someone that you love and loves you and cares for you and gives you your and helps you hold you to be accountable. And I invite you to write down the name of a person or persons that you think that you can work with when you journey on this life transformation journey that you're talking about. I know that helps me. Several years ago, when I lost a bunch of weight in a relatively short amount of time, in about 3 months, I lost about 40 pounds. And the most important thing for me was the accountability partner that I had. And he helped me accountable. Scott helped hold me accountable to workouts that we did together and also conversations about the motivations of why I wanted to lose weight and also the appointments that we set became a priority for me. I didn't want to disappoint him. That's the loving relationships that you need to leverage in your life and then leverage that in such a way. The other piece that you can do, friends, to get your life together is just simple discipline. Discipline is the framework in which you get things done. That is, when you take that step forward, that big, bold step, where are you going and what's it about? Now, for me and for you, that might mean having a morning routine. It might mean having a morning routine where you do exercise a certain amount, read a certain amount, write, journal, things like this. Or it might mean the discipline of having a framework in your life of how you do things. In other words, you do certain things at a certain time. I just encourage you to have some rituals in your life and write them down. I encourage you, for instance, to make one of the rituals in your life to be keep a journal and write things down and to do that. Track the things in your life. Track your exercise. Track your spiritual life. Track your time spent in your relationships. Track your eating habits. Track your exercise habits. Those are all important things that you can do. And so I just want to encourage you, my friends, to do this. So here's kind of your homework for today. What is your first step to take? Write it down. And then do it. Then the power is, what's the power that you're going to draw upon in order to help you get through this step, even if it's a big step, big doozy step, okay? And maybe that's your prayer life. Maybe that's something else. Maybe it's reading a good book. And the third thing is your loving relationships. Who can you call upon? Write that name down of a person and then call them. Make a contact with a person and say, can I just be in contact with you once a month or once a week and just to tell you what I'm up to and help hold me accountable for a 40-day period? And then to do it. And the other framework is to have the discipline in your life. And discipline means that you're intentional about doing things. And so when you make a promise to yourself, one of the ways to keep the promise is to track it. And so that's what I want to encourage you to do. I'm here to be helpful to you. My name is Brad Miller, Dr. Brad Miller, and I'm with the PathwayPromise.com and the podcast Pathway to Promise. And we can also have our Facebook page, Pathway Promise, as well, facebook.com, Pathway Promise. Let's be in conversation. Tell me what you've been up to. Tell me ways that I can help hold you accountable. Maybe you can help hold me accountable as well as we journey together in these 40 days of this season. We have daily lessons, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturdays, on some aspect here. You can always go over to pathwaypromise.com. There you can get on the wait list and on the launch team for the book, The Promise Given Life, Your 40-Day Way to Your Life of Peace, Prosperity, and Purpose. And hear a back catalog of some of the other interviews that we've done, some of the other things that we've done to share about how you can have practical tools to transform your life, to overcome adversity, to achieve your life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. I'll be talking to you again real soon. This is Dr. Brad Miller from Pathway to Promise, and I encourage you to keep your promises because there's power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.